Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Darren. Great to be with you.
All right. So, Epic Events, you've taken over the running of the Burnie 10. You've got UTAS on as a sponsor. Things are looking good.
Yeah, it's been a great partnership. We've also joined with the Burnie Athletic Club to really help, you know, continue the great legacy, the 36 years of history already that's gone behind us with the UTAS Burnie 10. And, you know, naturally when the council were unable to continue running these types of events earlier in the year, as a running fan and a previous participant in the event, it's too good an event on the Australian running circuit, and it's too important a community event for the North West Coast and the people of Burnie, and had to do it with good to keep it going. And it's been a bit of a hard slog, to be honest, in picking it up in June. We've had to find a whole bunch of new sponsors. We've had to promote it. We've had to jump through all the hurdles with COVID. But here we are a couple of weeks out, and it's shaping up to be a great day.
Yeah. So Sunday, October 24, one of Australia's great road races. There's the 10K, the 5K. Are you having a wheelies event?
Look, wheelies are welcome. We haven't had a request for any elite wheelchairs to have a particular start for themselves. But, mate, we don't discriminate at all. We're expecting prams and wheelchairs and probably a couple of guide dogs as well in there. So
very good.
If you can do it, there'll be a couple of kids getting carried, I'm sure, as well. So we'll certainly meet demand, and if that demand picks up for wheelchair races again in the future, then happy to look at it, of course.
Right. Now, is it the same route as normal?
Mate, it hasn't changed. Still right. Starting and finish pretty much on the corner there of Wilson and Catley, and they shoot down the hill, hang a left on the highway, and chuck a Yui 5Ks later, come back up the hill and dip at the line for that fast finish time.
Yeah. Now, you're doing a wave start?
We did. As part of our COVID safety plan, we've had to split up the starts. Naturally, fun run starts, they are mass gatherings, so public health would be concerned about that. So instead of having, you know, a few thousand people all at once, we've chopped it up. So we'll have three waves for the 10-kilometre event starting at 11:15, and they'll go every 5 minutes. And then the 5 kilometre event will start at 11:30, and we're expecting only one wave for that one, and that'll spread people out nicely. It'll also mean everybody gets a clearer run. You know, the gun will go, and you'll be able to pretty much take off straight away. Whereas when you've got a big mass start, often the gun goes, and you don't move for a bit if you're at the rear of the field. So it'll be a nice, pleasant experience for everybody.
Very good. All right. Now, apart from the actual the day itself, Sunday, October 24, the virtual races, can people still do that?
Yeah, and it's actually live at the moment, so people can still register through the burnie10.com.au. If you can't get to the event but you want to be involved, and we've got some people who have been legends that have done every edition of the event but they're stuck in the States, so they can still be involved with the event, then they can log their results and they go onto a results set on our website, and we still mail out a finisher's medal, which I might add, look absolutely fantastic this year. We've got a new flashy design, and they're like a fold-over medal. So check that out on our Burnie 10 Facebook page if you're intrigued and you like a cool medal.
Now, the early bird entry has finished. So for the 10K, it's, I think, 45 and then $30 for the 5K. Is that right?
Yep, you are correct, yeah. Look, and we unveiled a cool thing. If you're not quite ready to run 10K at the moment, or 5 kilometres indeed, we've created a cool thing we launched this week called the Epic Fun Run Pass. And so you can enter the event for next year already. Entries are open for the 2022 edition of the Burnie 10. And you can also get yourself an entry for the Launceston Running Festival and the Think Big Run the Bridge at the same time, and save heaps of money. You can guarantee your entry if the fields are capped. You can win a $500 cash prize and an epic experience at all those events, getting accommodation and dinner with the elite entries and elite athletes and a whole bunch of cool stuff. So you can check that out on all of our social media platforms as well.
All right. So the website, by the way, burnie10.com.au, Sunday, October 24. Glad to see it's going ahead. It's a tradition in northwestern Tasmania, and long may it continue. And good luck with you guys taking over the marketing and the running of the event too.
Yeah, thanks very much. And should I say, we've got less than 500 places available. So if you are keen to run, or walk, or get pushed, or carried, you better hurry up and get entered because it could sell out with our cap this year because of COVID. Yeah. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks, Richard. Have a good day.
You too.